To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a stairway somewhere along the Indian Ladder Trail at John Thatcher State Park in Altamont, New York, comes to us from a friend's hike on October 17th. While they shared several photos from their excursion that were worthy to pass along, I share this one because I like the way the stairway ascends through the rocks and has fallen leaves as a sign of autumn along the path. It's Thursday, and as always, I also share today's photo as an encouragement to my friends to answer the upward call of God and to begin or to continue their faith walk along the path of Christian discipleship, which is defined by an inner intention to follow God's way for living and seeking out your purpose in His kingdom. One way you could do that is to join our Freedom in Christ discipleship class tonight at Rock Solid Church in Hudson, New York at 6:30 p.m. or by listening to the classes via the MT for Christ 24/7 podcast. The power of the Christian faith doesn't lie in sitting in a pew or a comfy chair at a church service once a week, although that is time well spent. The power of our faith lies in living in the presence of God on an ongoing basis where you seek His wisdom, strength, and guidance to lead you to experience the fruit of the Spirit regardless of the circumstances you face. A life of peace, love, joy, faithfulness, goodness, kindness, gentleness, patience, and self-control is worth pursuing, and it is the life that God wants you to have. So keep walking and talking with God. Christ came to earth to save us from the consequences of our sins by reconciling us to the Father, but He also came to give us life and life more abundantly. So put your faith in Him and answer the upward call of Christ to enter into His peace every day. Today's Bible verse is drawn from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Proverbs 15:1, and it says, "A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare." Today's verse teaches us some wisdom for dealing with one another that could result in peace. I love how God uses His Word to address the difficulties of human interactions and guides us in the way we should go. While we can't control how other people behave, we can be responsible for our part in our relationships with others and use the wisdom of God and that God has given us to affect the outcomes of our interactions. Here the Lord advises us to give a gentle answer to deflect anger rather than responding with harsh words that can make tempers flare. Generally, when people are angry, they are ready for confrontation and may be looking for a fight. When people bring angry words, they are anticipating an angry response and are ready for things to escalate, or they are ready to dominate the other person's response with more angry invectives. When we fight fire with fire, bring harsh words as a response to theirs, tempers can flare, feelings can get hurt, and relationships can be strained or broken. So God advises we do the unexpected and to speak calmly to encourage those who are angry to naturally lower their volumes by meeting their vitriol with a peaceful demeanor and a soft response. The angry person generally doesn't expect a soft response and may see that there is no reason for their hot temperament and slowly cool off. Even if they don't, we can take solace from the fact that we didn't make things worse and learned a valuable lesson in using restraint and patience when facing conflict. The Lord wants us to love our neighbors as ourselves and have peace in our lives. One way we can do that is to meet anger and the pain, confusion, and ignorance that may have caused it with compassion. So the next time someone brings an angry word to you, remember the Lord's advice and respond with a soft, gentle answer and a compassionate heart that seeks to be at peace with all men whenever possible and that wants to share the love of God at all times. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from June Hunt's Dating, Secrets to Great Relating When Dating. And today's section talks about causes and asks the question, what sets up dating disasters? So if you want to know what, you know, sets up a dating disaster, go to mtforchrist.org to check out today's resource, and you'll find that at the end of today's blog post. As always, we share those resources free of charge. It's a small excerpt from her work, and if you want to support June Hunt, you can, you know, buy her books in their entirety instead of getting them piecemeal from our website. But we do that to encourage people to share Christian counseling wisdom, you know, and how to act, because it is our faith that leads us in a life of peace. As always, we encourage people to check out our Christian discipleship classes. We have classes on the podcast for Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and now Freedom in Christ. Tonight we'll be uploading Lesson 7 of Freedom in Christ. That'll be uploaded, I'll say, by midnight, because it'll be after the class, but I don't know exactly what time it'll be up. It'll probably be up around 9 or 10 o'clock for all to see, and there'll be a blog post with the notes from the class as well on mtforchrist.org. Let's see. We also provide Bible study discussions with our good friends, the Zuncatis, Arthur and Susanna, on a weekly basis, or mostly weekly basis. And if you don't have a Bible study of your own, want to hear people discuss the things of God based on, you know, using His Word and the wisdom of it, and looking at Scripture, check out our Bible studies with the Zuncatis. I think that's about it for today. I'm trying to keep things simple. Things are changing. There's changing seasons. I just bought snow shovels in October because time flies. I'm engaged and things are coming fast and quick. So you have to look ahead and make changes as you go. So we might have a more streamlined podcast and streamlined blog post every day to anticipate snowy weather and all the changes that are going to come in the upcoming days, weeks, months, and, you know, the new season of winter. So just a heads up to those on the podcast, it's a podcast exclusive because I'm not writing about that for the Facebook people and you know, the people who get half the message. But the half the message might be more of the full message, as I may transition to just share the Word of God every day and to go off of that wisdom instead of my usual confessions or whatever. But, you know, I'm moved to share whatever the Spirit has, and I'm moved to share a little bit less and just keep it simple with encouragement. So I encourage you to keep walking in faith and to encourage others as you go. Let me close you out in prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we just thank everyone for listening into the podcast today. We thank you for what you've done in our lives. We thank you for our salvation. We thank you for the blessings you've given us. And Lord, we pray for the people who are listening today. We pray that they would be protected by you, provided by you, and given special favor and blessing today as they go about their days, because they're on the path. They want to follow you and do what you want for their lives, rather than what the world would tell them that they need. They understand the value of having a relationship with you, Lord, and they want to draw closer to you. So we pray for the Holy Spirit to bless them, protect them, and guide them as they go along their way today. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.